It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Remake Learning Week is taking place this week in Pittsburgh. One of the ways learning is being remade is through a national effort known as the Digital Promise, which aims to put more technology into schools. The White House-supported program has launched an additional effort it's calling the Maker Promise. Karen Kator says the Maker concept incorporates several skills that are important into the workplace.
Skills like creativity, collaboration, design thinking, the building of persistence, the idea that you can advance your own learning, those things are kind of first and foremost. The second thing is that we know that making is intrinsically motivating. People like to do this. They like to design. They like to get their hands on things. They like to build and construct. So it's a motivating, engaging way of helping students kind of advance their own learning.
To be part of the Maker Promise, a school district must dedicate at least one space to making, identify a Maker champion who will promote the concept to teachers and administrators, and then promise to display some of the students' work. This week, we'll take tours of two of the 11 districts and six individual schools in the region that have signed on to the Maker Promise. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar takes us through some of the Maker spaces and activities at the Avonworth School District in the North Hills.
The Maker Promise is part of the Avonworth School District from the superintendent to the youngest kindergartner. Teachers at the district's primary center, which houses K through 2 students, are encouraged to include Maker concepts in their lessons and in a classroom set aside just for making. Primary center principal Scott Miller says the concept is to allow students the freedom to create anything that they want.
So we always start with an essential question, which is up on the board, what will you make today? And it's open-ended by design. So the idea is to come into the space and feel supported both by the materials, by the people and the adults, and by your own imagination, and basically just unleash your creativity. So throughout the room, you can use any of the items in the room to create products and also go through the design process. So we're really working with our teachers and our students on looking at the whole design process from an initial idea or a solution to a problem all the way through to prototyping and finalizing a design and all the different steps along the way. So typical periods in here are anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. A lot of teachers like to co-teach in here, so they'll bring down two classrooms and a paraprofessional to have an extra set of hands. Pretty much throughout the day, on any given day, there might be three or four classrooms that rotate through here. As of right now, everything that we've done here is organic growth, so it's not a requirement to use the space, but obviously children like it, teachers like it, the community and parents are on board. So we're getting more and more of buy-in.
Miller says it's important that the teachers and parents understand that Maker Learning is more about the process than the product.
So some of us have fixed mindset from previous experiences where, for example, birdhouse, everybody, you know, would make the same birdhouse following a set of directions, almost like a Lego model. This concept is not about this. This concept is about exploring tools, materials, and ideas to create something that's personal to you. That's what makes it different. So people need to embrace that and be okay with not always knowing the answer or not always knowing what the final design will be. You don't grade the actual product. You grade or you assess the process that you go through. So what does that assessment look like? It's a reflection on the design. Asking students, why did they create something? What solution does it solve? What challenges did you have along the way? For documentation and assessment, we use the iPads to take photos, so photo journals are real big in this type of environment. Also, just drafting and sketching. So starting with an idea, sketching it out, and then prototyping that and seeing your idea actually come to life.
Among the teachers in the Avonworth Primary Center that have embraced the Maker Promise is Maureen Frew. The kindergarten teacher not only uses the space during the school day for her class, but also after school and on the weekends.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. My name is Mark. I work at a radio station.
Mr. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing real well. What are all your names?
Grace.
Grace.
Julia.
Mrs. Frew.
Amelia. Roy.
Rory?
That's Rory.
What are you guys doing here?
We have an after-school making club. And
what was the best thing you made?
A car.
You made a battery-powered car, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did it do?
It drove kind of itself.
Yeah?
But you had a battery power.
What was it made out of?
A soda can.
Soda bottle. Straws.
Straws, wheels, and electric-powered stuff.
Lori, what was your favorite thing you made?
It was called a catapult. You would shoot a spoon with a ball on it, and it you would try to get it in the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you make it with, your mom or your dad?
My dad.
And you got up on a cold Saturday morning, and you came and made that with your dad?
Yeah.
Was that fun to be with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Mr. Mark, we had some other girls that came to me one day, and they said, Mrs. Frew, we should open a business. And I said to them, why not? So these two friends, we decided, the three of us, we wanted to open a business. And can you tell them what we called it?
Jam Enterprises.
And what does that stand for?
Julia, Amelia, and Mrs. Frew.
We had the perfect initials, Julia, and my name's Maureen, so it worked out perfectly. So we got to talking, and then we ran into some second grade friends that were trying to do what, Grace?
Start a club called Kids Fun.
Kids Fun. And what did we ask you?
Do you want to come into our club so we can make it bigger?
We invited the fun club to our club, and we decided to make one big club. And so what's the purpose of Jam? What are we going to do with the money we make?
We're going to donate it to our school.
We had a little sale, didn't we, Rory?
Yeah.
What did we sell?
We sold covers, book covers, and craft packs.
And craft packs. And how much money did we make?
$269.
How often do you guys get to be in here?
Every Wednesday we meet after school.
For an hour. And we decide what we're going to do. We never know. Amelia's thinking this might get so big we might have to buy another building somewhere, but you never know where it'll take us, do
like
you?
Maybe in a couple years or something, because it's kind of still small right now.
Right.
And we're going to have to make it a little bit bigger.
How many girls in here think someday they might like to have their own business?
Maybe.
Me.
And
So here's my question. Are we all the same?
No.
Did you ever come to any of our make shop classes?
No.
But she's really good at math. So she's our math person. Did you ever come to make shop classes?
No.
No, but she's really good at making videos. So she's our video girl. And these two, they come to make shop classes and they can put it all together.
Yeah. Like a really smart second grader that can figure out 100 problems to help our first grader.
Yeah.
Frew notes there is just so much energy in her students when they work in that makerspace.
You can't stop that enthusiasm in them. And, you know, they want to build a building, they want to do this, they want to do that, but we got to dream big. We have the tools and technology here that were never available to myself growing up, but their world is different. And so it's my responsibility to open that up to them. I have three grown children who I see how the new world's affecting them and how their world's gonna be. These children's, their world is not gonna be our world. Their world should not do reading, math, science, stop. It should be an interconnected day, just as yours and mine is. They need to step out of school ready for the world, not, oh my gosh, now I have to put all the pieces together and grow up. I think we fail when we don't help them put the pieces together and help them grow up into one total human being.
One level up in the Evanworth Elementary School, fifth grade teacher Amy Besterman and third grade teacher Becky Kolsar say that they use the makerspace in that school as often as possible. With the 3D printer whirring in the background, we hear first from Kolsar, who, among other things, uses the space to help students understand the figurative language of poetry.
The process of making is a way to connect with all of the students. There are students that are not as academically gifted as other students, and therefore this gives them an opportunity to shine. They sometimes are more fluent with some of the activities that we do in here, and they have more of a designer's mind that comes out in the process. And making is really about the process. It's not about the product at the end. It's really about children interacting with the material, thinking through things, developing grit, understanding that they're going to make mistakes and they're going to reach a point where they're going to be at the end of their expertise and they need to find someone else to work with or to help them. And so it's a really important way to connect with everyone in our classroom.
What do you do down there?
I do. I teach math, science, and social studies. So we make a lot of connections in those areas. And I have a partner, just like Becky does, and she does the language arts. We do a lot of interdisciplinary things down here as well, like the museum. We did it as a project-based learning activity where we presented a question at the beginning of the Revolutionary War unit, and they kept track of things as they went along that they thought could be in a museum that the president was going to create, and some of them were going to be chosen. And so once we were done with that and they had an idea, they had to write a proposal of what they wanted to put in the museum. And then the language arts teacher and I chose that together. And then they came down here and they made it. And, you think, oh, how realistic could it be, with recycled materials? And you just step back and you watch and you interact and you ask questions, and it's incredible what they can come up with, as 10 and 11-year-olds. And then the language arts teacher taught them about what does a museum write-up look like? And then they worked on the research part of that. And then they kind of put it out. And no one was allowed to talk about it. Other people had to learn just from what was there, like you'd be in a museum. You have to step outside of your comfort zone when you come in here, because you don't know what's going to happen, but then you just let them go. And they can do some really incredible things here. And the best part about the whole thing is when it doesn't work and they have to figure out how to start over again.
Absolutely.
And we talk about it all the time. I could give a math problem on a piece of paper and they'll give up and, you could time it 30 seconds. In here, they could work for hours trying to get something to work, because they're doing it and they're making it and they're creating it. And perseverance is one thing that I've really seen come out here. Nobody gives up in this room for some reason. It's really amazing.
And it's all the 21st century skills. They're collaborating in here. The children perceive this as they're working with their friends and it's all about fun. But they're learning. They're learning how to collaborate. They're learning, I can't always have my ideas be the best idea in the group. I have to recognize that others have valuable opinions, and I might have to listen and change my way of approaching this because my partner sees it or perceives it this way. And those outcomes are what make this so incredibly valuable, because you can't get that with a piece of paper in the classroom.
And the design process, getting to that. That we just don't come down here and say, there's a process in mind before they get to this point, And then it's interesting to watch how they can manipulate the materials in here to create that process, that end result.
Besterman says teachers throughout the building seem to be embracing the maker concept. From the elementary building, students move up to the middle school and high school, which are in the same building in the Avonworth School District. The school is transforming its library to be a project-based space with whiteboards, flexible seating, a distance learning center, and more computers. A storeroom was emptied out to make way for a dedicated makerspace complete with 3D printers, a laser cutter, and a slew of electronic components, including the $35 programmable computers known as Raspberry Pi. High school sophomore Jake Gillette says he stops by the makerspace during his study hall and whenever else he can make time.
I like the place in general. I think it's a nice setup. I like all the materials around here. I also like just experimenting with the Raspberry Pis, messing around with the code, stuff like that. Yeah. Right now we're building constructing a moving robot. At least that's our goal in the end.
How'd you learn to code?
It's mainly just stuff that I learned from a buddy, Richard, that's in tech ed right now. But Joey's down somewhere else right now, and he's working on it with us too. But I mean, for the most part, it's us three and then maybe two other guys. That's about it.
Tell me about what you've gotten so far.
Well, right now we only have the frame, and we're figuring out a lot about it because we didn't make the frame. So we're taking it apart and just looking at a bunch of its pieces and figuring out really what it does.
What would you be doing during study hall if you weren't down in here?
Probably just other homework and stuff, but in my opinion, this is probably something I'd rather do. That's for home. But this is fun. I get a lot of joy out of it, so.
Not everything that happens in the Avonworth High School makerspace is so free form. Superintendent Thomas Ralston likes to talk about a class that combines the consumer science, tech ed, and graphic design classes into something they called Innovation and Design Lab, which Ralston says highlights the makerspace concepts of brainstorming, prototyping, design, and problem solving.
One example of a project they did recently that incorporates, again, all those elements from technology, education, graphics design, and family consumer science, they had to create a chocolate-covered pretzel that, with a very unique recipe, you know, so they had different toppings and such. They had to personalize that pretzel. They had to create a container that they could ship the pretzel in, and then they had to create a marketing strategy for their pretzel. And then they actually ship the pretzel and see if it survives transit. We've involved Betsy Ann Chocolates. They're on the front end and on the back end, so they can give some insight to how candy is produced and on the front end, and then on the back end from the evaluation side. That's a real important piece as well. And give the kids feedback.
The makerspaces in the district are rarely idle. Middle and high school research media specialist Emily Hickman says that's not a surprise.
It reaches kids that maybe aren't reachable in other ways. It gives those kinesthetic learners a way to get really hands-on with what they're doing. And it's so valuable to see the things that they've designed in a finalized and tangible fashion. So it really gives them something concrete to work towards.
Hickman says she loves to see the students working together, teaching each other, and even teaching her a few things. Evanworth recently had an adult maker night where parents who have been hearing about the maker spaces and seeing items built in them come home were able to get their own hands on some of the equipment. Some of the students' work will also be on display tonight at a school maker fair, which is part of the district-wide art show. It's among the activities listed in this week's Remake Learning Days.
Tomorrow, we'll take a tour of the maker movement offerings at Fort Cherry School District. Coming up, more Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.